Hello and welcome back, all you beautiful souls. Thank you for joining me again today. I wanted to cover a little more on the topic of angels, angelic beings, and give you a little more deeper understanding of how you can work with them and who you can choose to work with. Going back into the topic of the meaning of an angel, basically, as many of you already know, angel means a messenger of God. The actual definition says a spiritual being believed to act as an attendant, agent, or messenger of God. Conventionally, it is represented in human form with wings and a long robe. So I wanted to cover a little bit about that itself. Obviously, angels are divine creations that bring us messages and assistance and guidance. That is their purpose. So this is why they are here with us, to fulfill their mission and their purpose, as well as to guide us. The way they are described and depicted in human form is not always necessarily true. That is just a representation of some of the people who have encountered these beings, so that it can be easier for us to assimilate with them. And you will not always encounter them in that form. A lot of times these beings come through as a feeling, as a color, as a bright light, even as a smell, a sweet smell, usually roses or flowers, or something along those lines. It's not necessarily that you will see them as we have been taught. And the reason for that is so that they can actually be closer to us at the dimension that we live in. As I mentioned before, in order for us to connect with our higher self or spirit guides or angels, we have to raise our vibration, because they can only lower their vibration so much. So we have to meet them halfway. The higher the being, the less they can lower their vibration. So we have to work harder to reach up to them. Angels and guardian angels are a little bit closer to us because they can actually come to this realm to assist and guide us. A guardian angel is a type of angel that has been specifically assigned to you for personal guidance your whole life. So basically, you are born with this angel and it will be by your side until the day we leave this planet. And therefore, we have several guardian angels throughout because we couldn't carry them over from other lifetimes as well. This guardian angel will always be with you. They're here to guide you. That's your intuition. Those are those little nudges you get, those little signs that you get to go a different direction or to take this step or whatever it is. That's usually your guardian angel trying to guard you and take care of you. This can be more obvious if you're open to it. So if you actually invite your guardian angel and acknowledge them and let them know, hey, I know you're here with me and I am grateful for you. I allow you to guide me and assist me. I ask you to protect me and show me the path and the way. They definitely will. Your guardian angel will definitely do that, because that is part of their mission. So being aware of that is very important. Of course, you still have free will, and ultimately you're the one that gets to make the choices, but it is very important for you to acknowledge it if you want to be more aware of the guidance that you're receiving. Okay, so that's guardian angels. An angel are different beings that just basically are here to guide and assist. They're usually the ones that have that divine intervention that happens. Like I said, they don't interfere. They don't push us or force us to make choices. When an emergency or an accident or something happens, that's usually when an angel will show up and do that divine intervention. These angels are so powerful, they can actually materialize into human form to help us. That means sometimes you will see them as a human and not really understand that they're an angel until later on. This only lasts a couple minutes, even seconds. However, they will materialize in a way that you can see them, hear them, or even physically feel them. So when they come, it's almost like receiving this beautiful, protective, loving energy. They can also appear to us in a luminous form, like I have mentioned before, a bright light. They can just have roles that they take on in human form to assist and guide us, you know, a first responder, a paramedic, a police officer, something like that. And then people will try to find out who this person was, and a lot of times there is no record of such person. So those are how angels can appear in our life and they manifest. You do not need to know your guardian angel's names or the angel's name to thank them, to be grateful. You can just let them know. They know who they are and they receive that frequency from you. So they are always around us and they're ready to help. So take advantage of that and open yourself to that. The other type of divine beings, angelic beings that I love working with and I work mostly with are archangels. And archangels are a higher rank of angel. They're like chief messengers, you know, so they kind of have a specific role that they are in charge of. And then they have angels under them. Think of them as department managers or supervisors, and they have their group of angels that are working under them. So the archangels are a little more powerful with greater responsibilities. They are omnipresent and omniscient, so they can be in many places at once. Their energy is never ending, never changing, so you can never use up too much of them or ask too much of them. You can ask them to be with you as well as your loved ones, because like I said, they're omnipresent, so they can be everywhere at once. They travel at the speed of thought, so as soon as you invoke them in your mind, think about them, they are there with you and they are connected to you. They are dedicated to assisting the planet and the evolution of human beings. Again, they are created for this specific reason. So they want the best for us. They want us to do better. They want us to make better decisions and grow and have a higher vibration, because if we were able to do that as a whole, as a planet, the entire planet would raise its vibration and it would be a different world. There is an infinite number of angels and archangels. There's so many I didn't even know existed, which has been an amazing journey for me. But there are some that are more recognized and that stand out a little bit more because they are more involved in helping us. They're more recognized. They are mentioned in different scriptures and things like that. However, they have no dogma. They have no attachment to a specific belief system or religion or anything like that. Even though they are often described biblically, there's only a few of them that are mentioned in the Bible. But these beings don't actually belong to any religion. They work for all humanity and anyone can call upon them. So always remember that, and there is no judgment. They are pure unconditional love, ready to assist us and guide us because they want us to be better people. They understand our capacity, and like them, we are also an extension of the divine and the creator. And so they want us to remember that. They want us to learn to use that energy and that power. So don't be afraid to call on them or feel like you don't have a connection to them, because you do. So going back with the archangels, you can work with any and all of them. You can always call on them specifically. Sometimes they stay the same when they're with you. Sometimes they change because it depends on what's going on in your life. Different ones will come around. So it's different than your guardian angel, which always stays with you. And you can always call on them for a specific thing or being with you at all times. The archangels do tend to change, again, depending on what's going on, even though we may be closer or feel a closer relationship to one more than the other or to a couple. As you feel them or if they pop into your mind, or I will mention some of the ones that I work, you're welcome to look them up and see how you feel connected to them or why you feel connected to them, if you feel a pull to a specific one. If you do that, just be aware of their signs, because they are very big on signs and they definitely give you that guidance. So it's important to be open to receive that. So some of the archangels that I work closer with are, and these are in no specific order. I do work more specifically with Michael and Raphael. As I mentioned, Michael, Raphael, Uriel, Gabriel, Haniel, Jophiel, Jeremiel, Raguel, Raziel, Sandalphon, Metatron, Chamuel, Ariel, Zadkiel, Azrael, Cassiel, Muriel, Barakiel, and Ezekiel are some of the ones that I feel more often come through in healing sessions or that are working closer here with us, and they really do make their presence known. Again, there's many others that sometimes just pop in and show up. one of the things that you do need to know, even though some of them can take on human form, most of them were never human. There are only two that are known that were human in the past, and they ascended to these divine beings as a reward. And that would be Metatron and Sandalphon. And as you'll notice, the last part of their name ends on "on," opposed to "el." El means of God. So that means they were divinely created. So like Michael, Raphael, Metatron, and Sandalphon, and in the O-N. Metatron was believed to be the prophet Enoch as a human being, and Sandalphon was believed to be the prophet Elijah. And so they have a very specific and special understanding on what it means to be human. So a lot of times when you're going through spiritual ascension, you will definitely feel them closer, or you can call upon them to give you better assistance and guidance into what you're going through, because they totally understand the changes of ascension and becoming aware to a higher reality. So those are archangels. Archangels and angels and all beings love flowers and bells, wind chimes, any higher tone classical music, usually bells, they really enjoy that. So if you wanna call them in, wind chimes is a great way to have them join your space, rose bushes, all of that stuff. Then there's another type of angel energy. And as I mentioned, some archangels have this department under them, and this would be under Archangel Zadkiel. And Zadkiel works with transmutation, and specifically with the violet flame. He has the violet flame angels under him. These angels are the keepers of this very spiritual tool known as the violet flame. There's other traditions and cultures that also work with the violet flame. You can look into that if you like. But basically, the violet flame helps us to transmute energies, to clear and to protect our energy. It's a transmuting energy, which means it changes that. The color is a deep violet color. So you can invoke this purple high vibration fire to clear the energy field around you, to clear a space, to clear a room. These angels are very powerful, and you can feel them in the room when you call them in. It actually becomes a very warm energy, a very strong energy. They do have a different vibration than regular angels do, and they will often appear with a purple color or a purple hue, or if you're meditating or doing a healing session, you might see that color vibrating or resonating around you, or kind of seeing it in your third eye. And so these are usually the violet flame angels. And that's something that you can really work with if you're wanting to transmute and transcend energies. So any type of toxic energy, environment, you can definitely call upon them to release, to help you in transmute things, to change. If you're going through changes, definitely call on the violet flame angels, and they will assist and guide you, and it's a beautiful, powerful energy. So definitely take advantage of all of this beautiful gifts that we have. Like I said, they are very happy to work with humanity, and you can always call upon them. I hope this gives you some clarity on what type of angelic energies are out there. Of course, by no means this is a complete list of all the information that's out there, but this is my experience, and I'm happy to share this with you. I hope it helps you and brings you some clarity, and I hope you have a beautiful and blessed day.